This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for August 12, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. There are remembrances for Wayne Lutherhausen from Mike Cahill, former OCC CEO, Pat Arbor, former CBOT chairman, Tony McCormick, Box Regulation CEO, Bill Brodsky, former CBOE executive chairman and CEO, Doug Engman, chairman of Sage Brokerage Holdings, and Jim Carruth, former JLN editor-in-chief. If you have a remembrance of Wayne, please email it to me at johnlothian@johnlothian.com. Eurex will launch futures on the Latin American Benchmark Index MSCI Brazil on September 6, 2021. Eurex says it is responding to growing demand for investment and trading instruments focused on the Latin America region. Hong Kong Exchanges and Clearing Limited, or HKEX, announced that physically settled options on futures contracts, OOF, on Hang Seng Index Futures and Hang Seng China Enterprises Index Futures will be launched on August 23, 2021. Sam Bankman-Fried of FTX is getting so much publicity, you would think he was represented by someone like Drew Malx of Three Points Communications. There's a story in Yahoo Finance titled, Portrait of a 29-Year-Old Billionaire. Can Sam Bankman-Fried make his risky crypto business work? It just seems to me that Bankman-Fried is getting a lot of press these days. MIAX's SPIKES futures set a new record of 4,966 contracts traded on Tuesday, August 10th, 2021. MIAX kindly featured last Friday's edition of the Spread Options video series in an email blast about the SPIKES volume record. We mentioned the growth of SPIKES in the video. Here is an explainer video on what MarketsWiki education is all about. You can find the link for it in the John Lothian newsletter today. There were no new donations to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign. Here are more stories from the First Read section of today's JLN. Remembrances for Wayne Lutherhausen. Here's a list of remembrances of the life of Wayne Lutherhausen, the retired chairman and CEO of the Options Clearing Corporation. You can find a link for this story in today's newsletter. Here's a story from CNBC. The NYSE will require COVID vaccines across for access to the trading floor as of September 13th. The New York Stock Exchange announced Wednesday that it will require full COVID-19 vaccination for access to its iconic trading floor as of September 13th. The Stock Exchange said exemptions are being granted for medical or religious reasons. It is also expanding on its random testing to include vaccinated personnel. My comment, just wave your vaccination card by the security gates. Here is a story from Bloomberg. Robinhood is not about the democratization of markets. Retail trading of meme stocks is just a massive transfer of wealth from the unsophisticated to the sophisticated. Robinhood Markets Inc. has been at the forefront of the democratization of finance, which is the idea that an average Joe can play in the stock market alongside the professionals. And back in January, they did, nuking a bunch of hedge funds betting against GameStop Corp. in one of the greatest short squeezes of all time. Hollywood is full of average Joe underdog stories, but is it true in real life? Not at least in the markets where retail trading of meme stocks is, on balance, just a massive transfer of wealth from the unsophisticated to the sophisticated. My comment, don't buy the hype. There is a lot of hype with Robinhood. There is also a lot going on behind the scenes that you will never see, not just with payment for order flow. Who owns Robinhood does not matter. Who controls it? Here's a story from Yahoo Finance. Tornado CEO, there's a crisis in investing education. There's a crisis in investing education, according to mobile trading app Tornado CEO and co-founder Bernard George. Every week, there are headlines about young investors gambling on penny stocks and options and even bankrupt companies. And our view is that the only way to really solve that problem is to make smart investing highly engaging, so it becomes the path of least resistance for people, George told Yahoo Finance Live on Tuesday. My comment, we did not have these problems when only the elite could invest. Here are the top three stories from Wednesday's DLN. Our most read story Wednesday was the CFTC announcement. Federal court orders BitMEX to pay $100 million for illegally operating a cryptocurrency trading platform and anti-money laundering violations. Second was hackers returned $260 million to cryptocurrency platform after massive theft from Reuters. Third was crypto is changing, and BitMEX is changing with it. A message from Alexander Hopter, the CEO of BitMEX, on the company's resolution with the CFTC and FinCEN. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.